This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. 1019 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
It's Keithy, positive Keithy on the Fan, filling in for Loogie. I almost didn't make it. I thought I was on at 7. I'm in here putting together a salad. Shout out to Double A, Alex Azarn producing. He's like, yo, you're on right now. I'm like, where's Loogie? Oh, man, that would have been funny. I took the train. The shuttle was not working. I walked to the train, and then I walked here, strolling, moseying, thinking I'm on at 7. I just saw Evan, just saw Morash, and nobody said, hey, you're on in 4 minutes. But it's all good. I made it. Still not late, still here. And this is a quick one tonight. This is like, I don't know, for the next 3 hours and 10 minutes. So let's do it. KM to 945. Let's run it back from last night. Positive vibes, positive energy on Thanksgiving Eve. First off, happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving. Just be blessed and be thankful. I am blessed and thankful to be here, to have this job, to have this opportunity to connect to you guys and talk to you guys and take your calls and talk sports. I'm always reminded that not everybody has somewhere to go during this time. Not everyone has a good meal ahead of them tomorrow. Not everyone will have their family members. We all have lost loved ones. And, you know, when you get around other family members, it's a good time to kind of decompress, disconnect, and block some of the other things out from the world. So enjoy the time with your family. Hopefully I can help you do some of that tonight. And here at WFAN, we'll have some programming that will get you through that time as well. Later on in the 9 o'clock hour, my guy RJ Ochoa will join us as we will preview the Thanksgiving game between your New York Giants and the Dallas Cowboys. And let's start right there. When I went live last night on my Instagram account, shout out to Coach Latrella. Coach Latrella was ahead of the game. He keeps his ear to the streets. He's like, Tommy's out. And I'm like, is that confirmed? He's like, he's going on IR. He's not going to be able to go. He's not flying with the team. He knew that last night. I didn't want to say that on air, but we were talking about it on Instagram. If you go to my Instagram and look at the live, I was like, is that confirmed? Is that for real? Man, what was it, the second to last play? I saw Connor Hughes put the video out of Tommy taking that hit. I don't know, man. It's not good. 888-808-1019. But maybe it can be good. Maybe let's look at the bright side. Maybe Drew Lock plays and they get Malik Nabers going. Malik Nabers had more to say about his conversations with the coach, with the GM. I don't know, man. I just think guys like that are made men when they come into the league. They're millionaires. They're top draft picks. It doesn't matter that they're rookies. You guys crowned him. He's going to talk. But get him the ball. Drew Lock, stay ready so you don't got to get ready. It was one and done for Tommy DeVito. He's got a forearm injury where he can't fly with the team. And now that changes the game. It was supposed to be Dak Prescott versus Daniel Jones. We will get to Daniel Jones in like 2 or 3 minutes. It was supposed to be Dak Prescott versus Daniel Jones on Thanksgiving. And then we thought it would be Cooper Rush versus Daniel Jones. And then a lot of people joked that it would be Daniel Jones versus Tommy DeVito. And then we defaulted into Cooper Rush versus Tommy DeVito. Now we have Cooper Rush versus Drew Lock. Place your bets. I think it's going to be a rough one. I expect it to be sloppy. Neither one of these teams are good, but these teams have one thing in common for sure. They both suck at home. Neither one have won a game at home, and I think that'll change for the Dallas Cowboys. Look out for CeeDee Lamb. Look out for Micah Parsons. We also learned that Illuminor is out. That offensive line has been kind of shuffling and scuffling, and yeah, it's not great for Drew Lock to have to step into Dallas and face that pass rush without that the greatest offensive line in front of them. But hey, this is your opportunity to show what you can do. And I think all eyes are on the effort. All eyes are on if the Giants can play four quarters or not. If this game gets out of hand fast against a Dallas team that's been miserable, that's been injured, that's underperformed, that doesn't have their starting quarterback, then the conversation is just going to continue to grow around Joe Shane and Brian Daboll not being safe. And I heard Evan start the show today kind of separating the two. I don't think you can separate the two. I don't think they're able to fire Daboll and keep Shane. They came in together, and I think they're both going to be here together no matter what. But I say that because of this. You know, I heard a lot of good points about the draft class. I mean, it's good that you drafted players that are playing, but they're playing on a team with two wins. You know, you got to think about the proven NFL players that were let go. You got to think about the decisions that were not made, the moves that could have been made and weren't. You know, I think back to Leonard Williams being traded and them actually asking him his preferred destination. I thought that was a little weird, but whatever. They somehow had respect for a guy that they didn't draft, they barely knew. He's doing well in Seattle, had a big game last Sunday. You know, we don't have to go all through it. You know, Xavier McKinney is leading the league in interceptions. You know, Saquon Barkley is leading the league in rushing, and people are talking about him as not just Offensive Player of the Year, MVP. Like, those are guys you moved on from. Julian Love, those are guys that you moved on from that were Giants. Some of those guys had a captaincy on their chest while you were here, and you decided to move on from them. So when they go on to greener pastures, it looks bad on you. And that's my segue into Daniel Jones. Last night I had Jordan Schultz on. I don't know if you heard my show. You can go back in the free Odyssey app. It hasn't been 24 hours. You can go to Apple Podcasts, search Keith McPherson. I had Jordan Schultz on, NFL insider, who he seems to have an ear inside of the Giants locker room and definitely a connection to Daniel Jones. He broke the news today that Daniel Jones was signing with the Minnesota Vikings for the rest of the season, $375,000. What a steal for them in the event that Sam Darnold goes down, which Sam Darnold did go down a couple weeks ago. He had a foot injury at the end of the game. He should be fine, but everybody's one play away in the NFL. It's a good insurance clause. And I read to you a quote from Kevin O'Connell last night. And it was, you know, in a way foreshadowing, because I had a caller call me up and say, you know, Daniel Jones is trash. Daniel Jones has regressed. We all know Daniel Jones sucks. He's going to be out of the league. And I'm like, you don't know that. Nobody knows that. And I kind of went on a little rant talking about other quarterbacks like Sam Darnold, like Geno Smith, who the Jets will face. We'll talk Jets later. Even Baker Mayfield, who was in here this past weekend. And I talked about those guys struggling in the places that they were drafted. But going on to greener pastures, it's happened a lot. It happened with Ryan Tannehill. You can go through a whole list of quarterbacks that left where they were and did better elsewhere. I mean, Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is still getting money. He's finessed so much money. And I thought about Kirk Cousins today and how he was too expensive for the Vikings. Sam Darnold's going to be too expensive for the Vikings. Daniel Jones has made his money. Daniel Jones might be in Minnesota to stay. 888-808-1019. So we'll talk about Tommy DeVito's injury, him being out, Drew Locke coming in, the Giants having a lot on the line with the whole world watching. Way more people watching this game than the Germany game, which was embarrassing. You cannot get embarrassed by the shorthanded Dallas Cowboys. You cannot get embarrassed on national TV. You have to compete for four quarters and make it a game. And on top of that now, hovering over your head, is Daniel Jones had to get released. And he got picked up by a team that's most likely going to be in the playoffs. And a team that if Sam Darnold goes down, I think he's better than Nick Mullins. I think a few weeks of practice, Daniel Jones played one of the best games of his life in Minnesota. Kevin O'Connell saw that up close and personal. I think he's going to be better suited with Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson, that offensive line, that Brian Flores defense. I think Daniel Jones is in a great position to hold the pen and write the story on his 2024 season, and that can impact Shane and Dable. You know why? Because of how they handled his situation, the contract they gave him. Like, if you think it's bad watching Saquon, which they did Saquon a damn favor, Saquon, for all your hard work and dedication, for all you did for us, be free, fly like a bird with the Eagles. If you think that sucks, if you think that hurts, like, we know Saquon is a beast. We know he's a dog. If Daniel Jones figures it out elsewhere with Kevin O'Connell, former quarterback, a high school, or not high school, college quarterback at San Diego State, if he figures it out there and wins a playoff game with the Minnesota Vikings this year while the Giants are out, the Giants are going to have some real soul-searching to do with their leadership. They're going to have to really look at these guys and think about all the personnel changes that they made. It's not about the rookies you draft, but more so the proven talent that you had on this roster that you let go that led you to back-to-back terrible seasons. 888-808-1019. Daniel Jones is in a good spot. I don't think he's a bum. I think everything was compounded here. I think him being overdrafted here, him having different head coaches, different offensive coordinators, them trying to get him a number one wide receiver in Kenny Galladay, that failing, him having to throw to Kenny Sills and Richie James and Darius Slayton. No knock on Slayton. He's been solid. He's out of here too. You know, I look at Daniel Jones as like, okay, now you're free like Saquon, but in a different way. You're free from getting booed as you walk to your car after the game. You're free of all the media attention in New York, all the scrutiny. You're free of everyone piling on you and you having to shoulder all the blame. When he comes into a game potentially at the end of this year or playoffs, he can just play. And I think it's going to be a lot easier to find an open Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson than it was with the Giants. I think that he's got a coach that believes in him versus a coach that never wanted him, never treated him like he wanted him, and made it harder for the guy. I feel like Daniel Jones was here having to fight injury, having to fight turning the ball over, having to fight the fact that he knew the inevitable. We all knew that this was it for him. That they weren't going to let that injury clause hit, and that in the offseason, they wanted to draft his replacement. 888-808-1019. So we've got the Giants conversation on the table, Tommy DeVito, Drew Locke, Daniel Jones, and I got to get in my thoughts as well on Blake Snell. I was on air, I broke the news last night, and I've heard a lot of takes and thoughts about it. Everybody wants to talk about Major League Baseball. Everybody wants to talk about the Dodgers. Oh, the Dodgers can't be able to do this. Yes, they can. Oh, this has to be collectively bargained. No, it's not. Oh, MLB's got to step in and investigate. No, they don't. There's nothing to investigate. It's plain and simple. I told you this so many times. I cannot hate on the Dodgers because every deadline and every offseason, they improve their team. That's what you're supposed to do. That is what you're supposed to do. They just won the championship, and you know what it is? It's an initial blow. For the Mets and Yankees, and for all of Major League Baseball, because the rich get richer. It is an initial blow. In a couple weeks, we won't care as teams sign Corbin Burns, as teams sign Max Fried, as teams sign Juan Soto, Pete Alonso, Christian Walker, Willy Adames, Anthony Santander, Teoscar Hernandez, we won't care as much. But for that first big news, that first big move to be the reigning champions who already are stacked, I immediately said, I'm like, KD made this cool. And I know that was almost a decade ago with KD going to the Warriors, but I looked at Blake Snell. I was like, yo, this is a proven player, a two-time Cy Young winner, a guy who's pitched in a World Series. He just faced the Dodgers in their division, opted out of being a San Francisco Giant. Can't beat him, join him. That's what it is. It's like, man, these guys don't ever stop improving. These guys just got another proven player, a bona fide starter. And you can pick apart his numbers, how deep into games he goes, his walks, whatever. Pretty sure he threw a no-no last year. I'm pretty sure he's got that moxie and competitive edge. And what it is, you know, we look at the Dodgers, they're in it every year. They're in the postseason every single year. But with Blake Snell, that just gives them another added arm. I mean, they did it with a bullpen game every round and Jack Flaherty throwing the ball. You give them Blake Snell, everybody thinks they're going to get Sasaki. Otani's coming back to pitch. Glasnow will be back. Tony Gosselin, Dustin May. Clayton Kershaw is going to give it one more go. It's just like, all right, man, just hand them the trophy. But we all know that's not how baseball works. We all know there's injuries. We all know that that ball can bounce any kind of way. So, yeah, we'll of course play it out and play the games. But I feel like last night, myself as a Yankee fan, talking to Yankee fans and Mets fans, it was just like, damn, the Dodgers cannot be stopped. Hate the player. Can't hate the game. Like, it's just part of it. You know, it's just part of it. And for the Yankee fans, the Yankees talked to Blake Snell last year and this year, right? Blake Snell was on their radar. He's friends with Judge. He's got a place in Tampa. He was on their radar. So there was just like a conversation that they had last week. And you know what? Another part of it is the deferred money. That's what it is. It's like, wait. They're doing deferred contracts a second year? Nobody else has done this yet? Is it only a Dodgers thing? And then also, I know I told you, Scott Boras isn't taking any deferred money as far as talking about Juan Soto, right? I've cited how old Scott Boras is, and he's not waiting for money to kick in 10 years, 15 years down the road. Well, I mean, this is a five-year contract for Blake Snell. He's 31 going on 32. And Boras has all the money he's going to need after this Juan Soto contract, and he knows that. That's another thing. The fact that it wasn't Juan Soto to be the first domino to fall, the first big fish to get fried out of nowhere last night. It's like, boom, got Blake Snell done. It's like, wow. Well, Boras has certainly learned from last year. The rich get richer with the Dodgers and their deferred money in a five-year, $182 million contract for an ace. They didn't have enough pitching this year, and they got it done. You add Blake Snell to Ohtani coming back. It's just a lot to unpack, and I think it's just an initial blow. We'll get over it as other signings happen, as the Mets sign their players, Yankees sign their players, and other players go elsewhere. But, man, last night I just was like, I'm tired of it. Baseball sucks. It is what it is.